Recent research in the UK showed that for parents of children aged 4 to 12, only one-fifth of them ever team up with their kids to prepare meals. Healthy eating, though, is an ongoing issue for people of all ages, so perhaps it's time to bring back a little bit of cookery into the classroom. The Crown Plaza Hotel in Harrogate are taking part in the Adopt a School scheme and have been holding a range of cookery classes with primary school aged children.
Welcome to Willow Tree Primary School!
Willow Tree Primary School on Wetherby Road in Harrogate has almost 600 pupils under the age of 11 and has been lucky enough to have seen a variety of sessions with some of the chef team from the Crown Plaza Hotel. I went along to meet the pupils, teachers and chefs during one of the sessions.
My name is Ava and I'm 9.
My name is Sophie and I'm 9.
My name is Sophia and I'm 8.
My name is Rosie and I'm 8.
My name's Lucy and I'm turning 9 in March.
And can you name the things in this box in front of you?
There is raisins, lemon, pineapple, tomato, couscous, carrot, pepper and...
Is there one last? Is that an onion? Have you said onion?
An onion.
An onion. And have you eaten all of those things before?
No, I don't like half of them.
Which ones don't you like?
I don't like the peppers, the onion, carrot, and that's it.
Do you think maybe the recipe you're going to make today might change your mind?
I think so, maybe.
Yeah, well, let's see. What's this you're having to do now?
We're taking, like, the green bit and the seeds out of the pepper. Because you're not really supposed to eat that bit of the pepper.
And I'm 8 years old.
Can you tell me what you're making today?
I'm making couscous salad.
Have you ever eaten couscous salad before?
No.
Are you looking forward to trying it?
Yeah.
The Year 4 class, also known as Larch class, as the classes are named after trees, are in the second of three sessions being held at the school. One of the teachers, Miss Winter, explains what has been happening in each one.
So in the first session that the Crown Plaza came into, they did the five taste sensations, which were fantastic, and the children love learning about that and where you can taste the saltiness or the sweetness and things like that on their tongue. The second session has been about making a couscous salad, where they've learned all the different knife skills and the different ways that you hold food before you can cut it and things like that. And then the third one is about where you learn how to set a table and how to serve food in a restaurant.
And in the summer, the children that have taken part in this get to graduate as, I suppose, mini little chefs.
Yeah, it's going to be lovely. So we get to all go down to the Crown Plaza and then they do this big ceremony where they get chef hats and they're going to graduate, which they're all really excited about. We've never had as a school anything like this before. This is the first time that we've done it. So it's really, really exciting. They keep asking when they're coming back, and obviously they only come in once every term. So it's something for them to really work towards and look forward to.
My name's Richie and I'm 8 years old.
My mum's also a chef.
Is she?
A head chef.
So she taught you some skills as well at home?
Yeah.
Yeah? Well, let's see you cut this pepper then. Off we go. In action.
8 and I'm Oscar.
Oscar, what are you doing now?
I'm putting the peppers in the bowl.
I'm Jessica and I'm 9 years old.
And what have you been chopping so far today?
Peppers, tomatoes and onions. The onions hurt my eyeballs.
Yeah, everybody's having a little cry, aren't we? I can see all tears in your eyes. What's your name?
Cameron.
How are your eyes feeling?
They're watery.
My name's Sebastian. I'm the head chef at the Crown Plaza Harrogate.
And right now you're the head chef of Willow Tree Primary as well?
Yeah. With all my little sous chefs.
Yes, absolutely. And are you being well behaved?
No. I'm keeping them in line, yeah.
Yeah, good, good.
A bit of gentle encouragement. So we're making a couscous salad. Mm-hmm. So couscous is relatively easy to store, prepare. It's quite safe. There's no high risk elements to it. And we're going to just chop some vegetables in it, so carrot, pepper, red onion, cherry tomatoes, raisins, diced pineapple, and a little bit of lemon juice and olive oil. So it's a healthy, nutritious, balanced salad. And they can eat it now, they can take it home. and it's a great accompaniment as well. You can put it with chicken, fish, vegetables, or it's a good side dish. They're asking some really interesting questions. They're asking about the how would you prepare it in advance so that it doesn't take an hour to make it. How would you store it? How would you take it home? How much it costs. So they're really knowledgeable.
They are good questions, aren't they?
They've really impressed me.
What's your name?
Skylar.
And what are you doing now?
We have to cut up these tomatoes. Yeah. And then we have to cut them in half and put them in the oven.
And what do you think is going to happen when your knife gets into that tomato? I think it might spray tomato everywhere. Oh, there we go. You see that? Went across the classroom, didn't it? Do you want to tell us, Cameron, what you're doing now?
Putting raisins in our mixture.
What's your name?
Gracie.
What are you doing now, Gracie?
Put a lemon in.
You're squeezing the lemon?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever done that before?
Yeah.
What have you done it? What recipes have you done it for before?
With apple crumble.
Oh, good choice.
Yummy.
Good answer.
Hi, my name's Becky and I'm the HR manager at the Crown Plaza. Quite simply and honestly, we need to educate people younger. By the time the children are at secondary school, doing the work experience at 14, 15, 16, it's often too late and people aren't aware of the opportunities and the great career available, in hospitality. So seeing a chef come here today, is quite exciting and, how that's a possibility for a career.
And they've all got their chef hats on as well, which is very cute. How do you tend to find children are with understanding food, knowing what food's all about?
It varies massively, I'd say. You've got some who have very little clue, quite frankly, and some who are very, very educated. I was very surprised on the last session that we did where somebody knew the properties of a sea vegetable. I was like, what? You're eight? Whereas others, weren't sure of the tomato. So I would say it varies hugely. And considering it's all year four, it's quite a spectrum of knowledge, I'd say.
Right, what's the final stage then of making this salad, guys?
We need to put the couscous in the bowl, and then I think next we have to mix it.
My dad used to be a chef, and I can't believe he didn't know how to make this.
Did he not? Oh, well, you can teach him a thing or two tonight. Are you going to make the tea tonight?
Yeah.
Thank you to the staff and pupils of Willow Tree Primary School and the chefs of the Crown Plaza. If you'd like to find out more or see some pictures, you can visit strayfm.com/food. What would we be saying to our chefs from the Crown Plaza for coming today?